When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the BalmBox comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need Balm.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Oof, this one. This show from, like, goes like Huntsville over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. Straight across the line to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. And, oh, yeah, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in for good measure. And then, oh, by the way, that's just the radio. Then there's all y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web and live streaming the show, watching the insides of the studio on places like Facebook and X and YouTube and Rumble and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then all you podcasters who catch it after the fact, listen, the bottom line is wherever you catch this show, I say it multiple times over the show every day, wherever you catch this show, we see the numbers, we know you're there, and we appreciate it more than you could possibly even know. All right, this is the thing we do once a week. It's Thankful Thursday. There are some other people that we're thankful for who come in and do a gig with us and do other stuff in the background. And yeah, we're gonna jump right on in. So let me just call the roll. On this little situation we got here. So the dynamic diva of demagoguery from up yonder in the northern reaches of our listening area, that would be Lee from Huntsville. Are you there?
I am here.
How do you like being the dynamic diva of demagoguery?
I like it. You always come up with something good for me.
And then sitting here in the studio with me right now, returned from his family vacation, the Boudreaux of Bombastic Balderdash. That'd be Butters. How you doing, man?
I'm going to have to think about that one for a minute.
The Boudreaux of Bombastic Balderdash. Butters.
Have to be here.
I pronounce a quorum. We now have the whoop-whoops for Butters and Lee. All right, you guys, Butters and Lee, you know the deal. Every time we do this, first round is me asking you questions. Second round is you asking me questions. Here's your first question. Are you prepared? Here we go. Notice I didn't wait for the answer. Recent work in the U.S. Senate. And yes, the U.S. Senate does work. But recent work in the U.S. Senate has created what's been dubbed, officially dubbed, the Pelosi Act, which I think is hilarious. But the Pelosi Act is actually legislation designed to bar the members of the House and Senate from being able to engage in stock trading. I want to know your thoughts. And how do you like the name Pelosi Act? Well, I know how she feels because she's told me before, but I'm going to go to Lee from Huntsville first. What do you think, Lee?
I think it's a very appropriate name, first of all. Nancy Pelosi and her husband have dramatically increased their wealth while she has been in office. And I mean dramatically. And that's not why people should go to Congress, be it the House or the Senate, is to enrich themselves. And I have to ask anybody running right now, are you going to promise that when you go up there, you're not going to trade stocks, you're not going to enrich yourself? Because it seems like that's what people go up there for. It's like, you know, instead of serving the people, the government's just serving them. And it's dishonest and gross. And I will say this, Josh Hawley, the one who's put out this bill, he does not have and does not trade stocks. So there's not many like him.
Yeah, there's not. I recognize. I'll tell you what. I'm not gonna poison the well. I'm going straight to Butters first. Let me do that. I was about to just chime right in, but let me. Butterman, stock trading, Pelosi Act. What are your thoughts?
Look, the concept is fine. yeah, okay, but what's really going to happen? Nothing. This is a political charade. This is a game to play so that they can go, oh, the right, the people on the right, they don't support it. They're fine with manipulating the government and get everybody worked up and mad. The reality is, at that level particularly, you pass this, there's good lawyers out there that'll find other ways. You know, oh, well, no, the company that I own owns the stocks. I don't own any of the stock. I mean, like, this is ridiculousness and silliness. How about we go after focusing on holding people actually accountable for, like, stuff that's already against the law? I don't know. Again, yeah, the concept, sure. I would like to think that anyone that goes up there would think, I probably should put people that I represent before myself. But this is just a game they're playing, in my opinion.
Okay, so let me lay a couple things
out there.
Good
name, though.
Yeah, good name. Pelosi Act. Let me lay a couple things out there to make sure that I have seasoned the discussion with some reality. And I'm not saying y'all aren't saying, I'm just saying I want to make sure that the audience hears these things. First of all, every one of the members of the House and Senate is required to do a financial disclosure filing every year and say what stocks that they have in their portfolio. So that already happens. And that's why we can see what Nancy Pelosi does, because she has to disclose it. However, the question then becomes the insider trading issue. Did you know something was about to happen? Was there a major government contract about to be let and you bought Boeing real quick before we went to buy new tankers from Boeing or whatever else? And the other piece of this is, though, that the laws are already in place for ethics violations. So do we need new laws? Here's the thing that some people do, and I know you just said it, kind of. They will put their stock portfolios into what's known as a blind trust. They're not allowed to interact with it. They have to entrust someone else to handle it for them during their years in office. I think JP and I were talking earlier, and I got mixed feelings on this, because having been a public official, I'll just tell you, you still have to make a living. And I know guys, Mo Brooks being one, who used to sleep at his office in D.C. because it's so expensive to live in D.C. unless you were rich when you got there, it's hard to get by on the salary. Some may say $180,000 a year, that's not enough. Well, if you have a house back here too, no, it's probably not. It's getting tight. So I wonder how we say we need people who don't care, or we only need people who are super rich already to serve. When do we cut off their ability to do what everybody else in the nation is allowed to do? Lee, you want to weigh in again?
When you're saying, I don't mind if they're putting their money in broad, stock portfolios or something. I'm talking about betting on specific things that they have insider information on that no one else does. I mean, look at Martha Stewart. For God's sake, she went to jail.
Yes.
The exact same thing these people do.
I agree with that.
And let me be clear. I don't disagree with Lee at all on what they should be doing. But what they should be doing, and what all of this is going to actually result in, it's two different conversations in my mind. And so I'd rather because who's going to hold them? They're already not holding people accountable for already existing laws. I mean, what's that going to look like? So they pass this and high five each other and then
I'll go be on honest, I think it dies. I don't think they pass it.
Oh, I don't think so either.
Oh, it's not going to pass. It's got to
be brought up on the calendar. It's one of those bills that it's going to look good for a while. I don't know, though. And here's the thing. I tell you what's interesting, though, is the fact that they nearly named it the Pelosi Act.
And if she really believed in it, how long has she been in Congress? And
listen, you can look at her portfolio. You can see things that happen
30,
within
40 years. Yeah.
This is all a political stunt.
Next question.
What's your term limit?
Oh, brother, sister, I'm with you on that one. Listen, that's a whole other. We could do a whole other segment on that.
We
could do a whole show on that. All right, next question. Sydney Sweeney did an ad with American Eagle. So let me ask you this: has the left has gone bananas over this? The pink haired nose ring crowd is just seeing that they're actually calling it things like racism, white socialism. There's just ridiculous things being said. But let me ask you this. Are they getting any traction on it? Is the left getting any traction out of bashing American Eagle for the Sydney Sweeney ads, or are they just making fools of themselves? You first, Butters.
They're absolutely getting traction.
You think so?
Oh, it's moving them further and further away from most people.
Oh, okay. Traction in the wrong direction.
They're just speeding their demise.
So I mean, you're saying traction in reverse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, this is it. It's great in that it's given traction. I think it's making it okay for a lot of people to talk about this, which is amazing. Yeah. Because it's a conversation that needs to be had, you know, and people going, hey, you know, it's kind of okay to have pretty people in advertising, because I don't want to feel like I'm going to look fat if I buy these jeans. So if I think I'm going to look hot because I look like I think they're idiots for, I mean, it's gaining traction for us.
It's gaining traction for
against woke ridiculousness.
And it's gaining traction for them going in reverse.
Yes.
That's hilarious. All right. So tell me, Lee, what do you think? Is the left getting any traction for their cause by bashing American Eagle?
No, not at all. And I'll tell you why. Numbers don't lie. Their stock is up 20%.
Oh, wow.
So the left can, you know, just throw their sucker in the dirt and leave. No one – sex sells, period. And American Eagle understands their customer, and they understand who's buying their stuff, and they understand what they want to see in advertising. And it's not – I don't care male or female, someone with a big fat roll hanging over their jeans. That doesn't sell jeans. And it's just, they need to understand that this is a play on words. This has been done forever and ever. What about Calvin Klein way back when? Remember Brooke Shields? Like, nothing comes between me and my Calvin. Kind of implying she has no underwear on. I'm saying, like, there's always these sultry jeans commercials. That will never change, because they understand who they're selling to and what they're selling. And when you get a 20% increase in your stock price, you're doing pretty good. And she's a pretty lady who, you know, sells clothes. Great. And no one said a thing about when Beyonce did the jeans commercial. What's up with that?
She did a jeans commercial?
She did almost the same type commercial.
Yeah. Phil, I don't think you and I are the target audience.
We're not the target audience, apparently.
Either of these ad campaigns.
Beyonce ads. I'm just saying.
It was like Levi's. Like Levi's. But it was kind of the sexy, I look good, I have good jeans, or Beyonce has good jeans. It's almost the same thing. And I'm saying, you know, look at what they choose to get angry at. You know what this is? This is a bunch of purple hair, nose ring, ugly women who hate pretty women. That's what this is.
So what we have is an ugly girl versus the pretty girl catfight going on, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, I'll reiterate. I think it makes it okay to have this discussion. Just like so many things that have occurred since Trump took office, it makes it okay for people to go, hey, I kind of like, I was okay with the hot chicken jeans and the ads. Oh, me too. Oh, me too. And then it just is a domino effect. And I think it's great to see.
I think Dunkin' Donuts is already getting on board. They came out with their male version of this. But the funniest one I saw, go ahead, what you got? Lee, what'd you say?
I was going to say, if you don't know who that guy is, he's on one of the hottest shows of the summer. So it's like a tween romance thing with two brothers and a girl. And that's why they have this guy. Because that's why he says, I'm like Mr. Hot Summer or whatever. That's why. Because he's on this show and it's like a big deal. All I'm saying is that's why he's on there. And he has a great tan for a white guy, right? So that's why they put him. That, you know, he's just naturally tan. Okay, I don't see a thing wrong. I guarantee you that the advertising agencies are thrilled to be able to put, really beautiful people back in ads instead of having to stick a bunch of ugly fat people in there. They're thrilled.
Jardians should take note. Go ahead.
So real quick point. I will say it highlights how most of these corporations really do just flow with the tide. And like when they're doing these political stunts or
What's trending?
They don't actually care about, you know, what they care about selling their product, and they're going to do what they feel is going
to
work.
But every once in a while, you see one who's willing to buck the trend and then set a new trend. And so there you go. All right. We ran long. You guys are just super talkative. All right. Butters and Lee coming back with round number two. This is where they ask me questions and I just wait with bated breath, see if I've got an answer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, we're going back to round two of Butters and Lee. This time we flipped the script and they asked me questions. All right, Lee went first last time, so Butterman, I'm coming to you. Pray tell, what is your question from Moi?
So, Sig Sauer.
Oh,
I don't know if you.
Oh, I already know where you're going.
If you've, you know, I don't know if you like guns or not.
I'm a gun guy.
So for those of y'all in the audience, all three of you that probably aren't familiar with what's going on with guns, because I know we've got a lot of gun nuts. We're in Alabama, right? The P320 and all these issues that the accidental discharge,
the pistol, yeah,
the airman, unfortunately, dying from an accidental discharge. Mm. Everything's banned. I guess what are your thoughts on this, you know, the implication of SIG? You know, what are your general thoughts on a lot of this that's going on?
Well, I think SIG's got a problem. I mean, SIG's got a problem because what, and by the way, I've been tracking this story just a little bit, not in great detail. I'm a Glock guy, but I respect SIG. They've always had a great reputation until this SIG P320 came out. And then something has happened, and for those who don't know, what we're talking about is it's not just a negligent discharge; it's a spontaneous negligent discharge. It's basically not the operator, for reasons that we have not figured out yet. The P320 has occasionally been alleged to have just fired on its own, and if you can't keep one in the chamber, what the heck? And so this is, by the way, the issue firearm for a lot of the military. And it's also a lot of police carry and a lot of sports, you know, shooters carry.
It's replaced the Beretta.
Yeah, it has. This is a big deal. It's a big deal. So the P320's got problems. Well, SIG has actually acknowledged the problem. And they haven't formally said we're at fault, here's what. But they're saying things like, now they're saying things like, we're working with the U.S. Air Force to assess the issue. They're not denying it. And so what we have here is a true identity crisis going on, where you have a vaunted name in the gun industry that suddenly has this product that is in mass production right now under major contract. And the Air Force has actually stopped the use currently of the SIG P320. So what do I think about it? I think SIG's had a big problem. I also think I'm running out of time, so I got to get to Lee. But yeah, that's an amazing thing to watch, man. Wow. Leister, what question do you have for me with about 3 minutes left?
Yeah, my favorite's the P365.
There you go.
Like, please, my mom's already worried it's going to jump up and shoot on its own, so let's not encourage her, okay? So my question is, I don't know if you've been following the Candace Owens thing. I want your attorney opinion. How common is it for someone within another government, say, you know, because it's the French president and his wife suing her, in the U.S. for a documentary she did claiming his wife was formerly a man, and they chose Delaware. So can you tell me how common it is, if you know what the suit is about, and why they would choose Delaware?
I don't know for a fact why they chose Delaware, but I can imagine why they chose Delaware is because Candace Owens probably has incorporated her brand, and it's very common for people to use the state of Delaware for their incorporation. It doesn't matter where you're based. They have very broad and kind of easy to work with incorporation laws there. And it's real common for you to be living in Florida as a podcaster influencer, and you're incorporated in the state of Delaware. So I got about a minute left. I'll also tell you too, that do I think that there's gonna be the ability for Macron to make the suit good? It's a real high bar. So defamation or slander against a public official, it's a really high bar. Lawyer Phil's saying it's more than just like, if you and I were to say something bad about each other, it'd be easier to prove. A public official is considered to be almost fair game unless you can prove that it was done with reckless disregard for the truth and the intent to actually harm the other person. So if they can show that Candace knew that this was not true, and she really wanted to hurt Macron by saying it, and here's the reason why, well, then they would have a case potentially, and that's why they probably chose Delaware too. So there you go. That was Lawyer Phil times two, I guess.
Well, so what is your opinion? Is his wife formerly a man?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
She's just like one.
She
don't want to get accused of defamation.
She's extremely awkward looking, but I cannot say that I know her gender at birth. I have no idea. Candace is stepping on thin ice. I will tell you that. All right, you guys. Appreciate you both. That's Butters and Lee. Every Thankful Thursday, we do it halfway through hour number two. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the BalmBox comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need balm.